Welcome to the Serious TV Drama Podcast with Scott and Dan. I'm Scott. With me, as practically always, the Martha Kent to my Martha Wayne. It's Dan.
I had a feeling that was the joke you were about to make, so I looked up the German word for Justice League, which is Gerichtigkeitsliga.
Bear in mind that horror show of a plot device was in Batman v Superman, wasn't even in the Justice League movie. But we probably still were cringing from it when that movie came around. Yes, yeah. The infamous, you know, the plot turning on the fact that both Batman and Superman's moms both had the name Martha. Okay. But speaking of Martha, the reason we're here is to talk about Martha and all the other characters on the Netflix series Dark. Yes, we are here talking about Dark. And as we mentioned in our special 250th podcast, and if you haven't listened to it, I would go back and check it out. Probably should have listened to it already at this point, because we actually covered the entire season of Dark 2. I mean, the entire season 2 of Dark. You know what I mean. Anyway.
Oh my god.
Whoa. I mean, we also argued about Aquaman and Submariner for some reason. My fault.
I think this is good because we're it's like you're the tongue-tied one, which is like how you would be in the alternate universe, or as I call it, the Flash sideways.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I see either version of Dan makes strange noises.
I think it's my headphone cable bouncing around.
Oh, I know. I thought it was something in your sinuses there. Anyway. Wow, I can't believe when people tune into our podcast, they say, well, what the fuck is this? I'm going to turn it off. Okay, as we discussed on podcast number 250, and again, you can go back and check that one out. It ain't bad. We are going to attempt to do a podcast per episode of Dark. So I believe there's going to be 8 episodes in this final season, correct? It's 8, right? Not 9.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So, therefore, we are planning to do 8 podcasts. The catch is that we're going to try to release them, kind of parse them out over the course of the next few weeks. I'm not going to guarantee, I mean, Dan wants to guarantee that. I personally don't want to guarantee that we're going to do that, because I have a sneaking suspicion practically everyone we know is going to be finished watching the show in the next few days. So, but we'll see. But we are, that is what our plan is. I'm just saying.
We can release them faster too. You know, we don't have to spend them all. We can just release them as soon as we're done.
Right. It's more a matter of when we get them recorded. Then I'll release them one a day if it looks like everyone's heard them already. However, we thought it would be fun to kind of like do them, watch an episode, record a podcast, watch an episode, record another podcast. That way we don't know what's coming. We can kind of speculate a little bit. That means if you've watched several episodes in a row already, you can laugh at us as we get things horribly wrong or marvel at us getting things actually right. It's probably going to be a 50-50 deal as far as that's concerned. Is there anything else, or should we get to it?
No, I think we should get to it.
Alrighty. The premiere, the first episode, I keep forgetting the entire season premiere, so, you know. Episode number 1 of season 3 was titled Deja Vu, which is kind of a funny title to have for any episode of Dark, quite frankly, because I imagine there's a sense of deja vu with every single episode that I've seen of this show. One thing I thought was amusing right from the get-go, and I think most people, I'm sure both of us and probably a million other people were checking this out, as you're watching those opening few minutes and you're realizing what's going on, it was amusing to watching how many details are reversed because we're in this alternate universe now. So it's almost like a mirror image where things are flipped over to the other side. Literally, where, oh, that's Jonas's room, but the bed's on the other side of the room, or the refrigerator's on the other side of the kitchen, or things like that. Or that's not where Jonas and Hannah, whatever, lived. Now that's where Martha and Katharina and Magnus and that family live, and so on and so forth. I mean, even the letters and the numbers, when they told us, the date, I noticed that some of them were reversed in a very cute, almost bizarre-like way. So I got a kick out of that, because I wouldn't say it's especially funny, but it's as close as the show really gets to having a sense of humor about things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm sure they're kind of enjoying doing that somewhat. I mean, it'd be interesting to see what else they do, because I'm sure we'll see more. But for me, it's kind of a cool experience, because I just watched season one before watching season two and then this. So, like, I just saw the pilot a few weeks ago. So there's a lot of, like, stuff that calls back to that.
Yep.
That's really, really, really fresh in the old memory for me. So
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's been kind of like a running... What do you call it? A running gag. There's nothing about it. But there's been a running thing throughout the series. It's usually of Jonas waking up suddenly from a dream. And we've seen it happen with our main younger Jonas, and we've also seen it happen with our older, bearded Jonas. And now we see it happening to Martha. Because, to cut to the quick, and tell me if you either you agree or disagree, it seems to me like in the alternate universe, Martha is kind of the Jonas of that universe. I think that's a fair assessment, right?
Yeah, that's what I kind of thought they were going to be doing for this season. So that's definitely what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't. Once they had her be such a linchpin figure, especially once we got to the end of season two and what transpired there. And then this traveler shows up, but she's from another world. Like, oh, okay. Martha was already kind of playing a reasonably decent part all along, but I always felt there was a certain plot device aspect to her, as opposed to being a character on her own. And this season, this final season, I think it's more she's going to be directing more of the action, and it's more about her as well. So
instead of being a damsel in distress.
Right, exactly. You know, going. Because, if there's one thing Germans are, they're never sexist. But there's somewhere in here, I know I made a joke about something. Oh, I know what it is. Oh, I'll wait till we get to it. So I forgot. There was something that made me laugh. That made me laugh inappropriately in the episode. We'll get to it. You might even know what it is. Maybe you don't. I don't know. You probably don't.
We'll see. And I liked how this started with the old version of Martha doing the voiceover instead of the old version of Jonas.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, they're again. It's everything's kind of flipped, and I think that because in the alternate universe, as we already knew, and then is confirmed, there is no Jonas. This is the what if Jonas had never been born, or what if, which really is what if Mikkel had not gone back to the 80s and so on and so forth. If that whole thing hadn't transpired, how would that have gone? And it's kind of like Jonas gets to have a little bit of It's a Wonderful Life kind of experience here. And as the, and I think I think everyone knew from the get-go, once that older woman comes out of the shadows and starts talking to him, they're like, oh, that's old Martha. Oh, it's got to be. Who else could it be? It's got pretty much an obvious one. Not that they were trying to keep that a secret anyway. But I like the fact that, although she throws in that one comment about, because the whole thing was he did that, to save everyone and his thing, whatever, didn't matter. And now over here, you see, it wouldn't have mattered anyway. But she makes a comment what's going wrong there is also his fault. And I'm not really sure why that would be the case. It's like, wait a minute, why is it his fault? But I got a feeling maybe that we're going to, once we start unraveling, the timelines of things, which is almost impossible on the show, maybe there'll be a connecting piece, that somehow Jonas somehow causes stuff to happen there as well. That guy's just bad luck is what he is. Let me just get the silly thing that I thought was funny out of the way. So we pick up this episode on in the alternate universe, and it's November of 2019, which is kind of also an interesting date to kind of pop out there. And we see, because a lot of this episode is also establishing several things. They're establishing where and what happened to a lot of the characters. Not all of them. I'm sure we'll learn a lot more in the next episode, just based on knowing what the title of the next episode is. I imagine we're going to get a lot more blanks filled in. Do you know what the title is? Do you mind if I say what the title is? Do you mind?
You can tell me. Spoil the entire season for me.
The title of the next episode is The Survivors. So I'm guessing we're going to find out about the survivors in the next episode.
Good.
But we do find out about what happened to a lot of people in this episode. And so they got that to deal with, you know, answering questions, just giving us where people are, what happened to them. But we're also kind of, we have to start establishing all these new things and what the differences are. And in this alternate universe, you know, for example, you know, in this alternate universe, Katharina and Ulrich are divorced already, and he's actually married to Hannah. And did we all assume right from the get-go, I bet he's already cheating on Hannah?
Yeah.
I like that we just spent the last two seasons, you know, well, most of us, I know, maybe not everyone, but most of us, you know, having this well of sympathy for Ulrich's character. And then we get to see how he would be, you know, it's like, oh yeah, you're still kind of a scumbag. You're still, you know, whoever you're married to, you're going to cheat on them. And apparently it's your running thing. I love the look on Catherine when she kind of figures it out. It seems, you know, when Hannah's talking to her in the school. And I was like, oh, that's a nice little moment there. But his son, Magnus, is quite different in the alternate universe. I mean, granted, most of what we saw of him in was like post Mikkel disappearance for the most part, in our universe, but the universe that we're more accustomed to. But here, you know, he's got the different hair, he's got tattoos. I don't recall him having those tattoos, so I think that's a new thing, or that's a alternate Magnus thing. And he's banging away at Franziska upstairs while his mother's calling him. Also, like, they kind of reversed the thing with Franziska and Elizabeth. She's now the deaf girl and not her younger sister. But the thing I thought was funny, I couldn't believe it because I said, only Germans. So a little later on, Magnus and Franziska, they go running to the bunker. This cold, dank, gray, depressing as the worst solitary confinement in prison could ever be environment. And that's where they go to have a little sexual tryst. I mean, jeez. I couldn't imagine an environment. A porta potty would be more conducive to sex in that environment. I just, you know, couldn't believe it. I was like, they're so German.
Yeah. I was just impressed that it, like, Dark did its usual season thing where they have to show us Franziska's tits, but they only waited like 10 minutes this time. So, good job, Germany. I guess this is how we roll. I'm sure she's like 16 or 17 on the show, so it's okay, I guess.
Is she... Not that I want to spend that much time on this, but maybe I do. Is she the only character who we keep seeing bare-chested on the show?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm sure you see, you know, a little bit here and there, but
yeah, like, yeah. I think we saw. I think we might have seen like in a shot. We might have seen like a glimpse of Martha once or something like that, a little bit. Yeah,
like Hannah too, when like Ulrich's banging her in the pilot. But other than that, it's like they always got to get Franziska in. So I don't know. Maybe like the director is fucking her or something, and just like, hey guys.
The comment I want to make is probably so inappropriate in this day and age, but. If you're gonna do that, what, could you pick someone who's, you know, maybe rocking more than an A to B there? Anyway. Okay, anyway, so back to me.
I don't know, there's still 7 episodes left.
Just lost half our listeners. Okay. Bye.
You gained a whole bunch of them in Europe, so it's okay.
There we go. They will be the David Hasselhoff of podcasts.
Yeah, they're gonna be walking around Paris listening to our podcast tomorrow night, so
So Oh, so Hannah's pregnant. She's like super pregnant. She's oh my god. She's like, do women actually look like that bad pregnant? You know, I know they do. And then my first thought was like, oh, because she looks like she's ready to burst any second now. So there is part of me that thinks between now and the end of this season, she's going to give birth and they're going to name the kid Jonas. Probably won't, but Dominus. I don't know if that's much of calling much of anything there, but that was the first thought I had about that. Yes, but like we were saying before, like Martha being the Jonas on this world, I mean, she's even wearing his yellow coat. I mean, a little on the nose, but I thought it was kind of funny.
Well, it's just because in that universe, if there's no Jonas to buy that jacket in a Winden department store, somebody's gonna buy it. So I guess Martha was the one that was there that day, took advantage of that sale.
It's like I can't figure out, is it a slicker? It looks like something like a security, not a security guard. What do you call it? Crossing guard. It's like something a crossing guard would wear.
Yeah, it's not like a rain jacket. It doesn't have like a reflective coat. It just has like a waterproof coat. So it's more just like a yellow parka that just you know, like a yellow outdoor parka, waterproof, breathable jacket.
This podcast brought to you by Abercrombie and Fitch. I know when I was initially watching the episode, I mean, early on, I was trying to figure out where Jonas was, and then we obviously realized where he is later on in the episode. I'm just skimming through my notes here to see if maybe I wrote something on it. Nope, I don't think so. I think I was trying to figure out why she sent him to that time. Why did she pick November 2019? What was going on then? And that's where she... Because she's in there without him knowing what was going on, which means he there's so much potential for him to screw things up. You know, or just do God knows what. And I remember in the back of my head, like, why... I don't think she's. It was a random thing. I'm just like, why did she send him there at that point?
I suppose just like, you know, like she's seeing him as some kind of a catalyst for like the older version of her that knows what's going on.
Okay. That is where she appears. So maybe that's how she knows. So that's the place to be, I guess. Question: yeah. Since you watched season one far more recently than I did, because I watched it a couple years ago and you watched it a couple weeks ago. Killian, the guy who's the older brother of the first kid that's missing. I always remember there was a kid that was missing. I don't remember seeing Killian before. Had we met a version of him in season one at all?
I think Killian's a new character.
Okay, so that's a totally new character. Because I was wondering, did that kid had an older brother. Wouldn't I have seen him a couple times? Wouldn't they have shown him a couple times? I couldn't remember him.
Yeah.
All right. So I was wondering about that. So as I move for the episode, back to things that are funny. Again, show does have a sense of humor. I mean, you know, Germans. But our favorite, I don't know if he's actually our favorite character, but we sometimes treat him like he is. Waller? Is that his
name? Waller. Yeah.
So, alternate universe, alternate version of Waller, he's got both his eyes, but now he's got one arm. Do you think they were getting a little Twin Peaksy on us here?
Yeah, I suppose that's probably what they were doing with both the eye patch and the missing arm. Yeah. I just kind of wish it was like a bloody stump, like just to like still bloody and just nobody comments on why
that just never... all over the place. It just never heals. Now that's a thing. Yeah. I mean that's actually an issue for people who've had amputations and it didn't heal correctly. That was dealing with my father actually for God knows how long. Way to bring the podcast down, Scott. Anyway, it's funny because I know that people, us included, whenever we're speaking about any show, we tend to try, especially when it's a genre show, we tend to compare it to other shows or say, oh, it's, and then when it's from overseas, oh, it's like, you know, this show or that show. So I know people were saying, oh, there's, if you like Lost, there's things about the show you like. It's like, oh, yeah, that's a little bit. I wouldn't go too crazy with that other than the mysteries, but, you know, there's not that much. There's not as much weird incestuous crap going on Lost as there, you know, as there is on this show. At least not to my recollection. But I actually feel there's as strong, if not a stronger, comparison to be made with Twin Peaks, if you ask me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I agree.
Just those constant shots of trees alone make me think of Twin Peaks.
Yeah, Twin Peaks is definitely a strong inspiration. You know, Twin Peaks was pretty popular in Europe, super popular in Europe back when it was on originally. So maybe the showrunners, you know, that they grew up watching it, and you know,
I mean,
here comes there.
I mean, every time I see, you know, two versions of the same person, I think of the little person saying doppelganger. So it's one of my favorite things from Twin Peaks. And speaking of Twin Peaks and how that always felt so surreal, there's something I thought was very interesting and obviously deliberate, you know, duh. Do you notice that so many scenes, if not every exterior scene, practically every exterior scene in this alternate universe, there's this ever-present mist. So
yeah,
everything seems to have this weird,
foggy.
Yeah, so everything ends up having this very eerie, dreamlike quality. If it was just in the woods, I would say, okay, it's just like a woodland thing, whatever. But there's that shot early on, and I think it's more than one time, where we see someone, Martha one time, whatever, walking to the school building. And you see like that mist fading around. And when I see something like that, it looks like I could be watching a movie, and there's like, oh, this is a dream sequence. And you know it's a dream sequence because of this weird, eerie mist that's all pervasive around. I'm waiting for Freddy Krueger to pop out or something like that.
Yeah.
So I thought that was very, I mean, obviously it was a very deliberate choice on their part. And then I always like the silly random things that, you know, oh look, like Alexander's got a beard in this universe. The fact that I even spent time writing that down made me feel silly.
Yeah.
Okay, so while I'm skimming through everything, what was the next thing that kind of came to your mind while you were watching?
Yeah, just I was kind of surprised how rough everybody looks in this universe. I mean, just like they all kind of look like shit. You know? Maybe it's just because it's always foggy and misty, and it's like sucks because maybe it rains too much. I don't know.
I gotta think about that. I don't know if I agree with that or not. I think some people actually look Miss shows her boobs every season. I think Francesca looked better than she has in the other two seasons. That was the first time I actually went, ooh, she looked good, Mitch. But I'll, your favorite character, Bartosz, you know. Growing his hair a little bit longer and everything. It's like, oh, look at that. And oh my God, I feel like they deliberately just had to move things forward a few months, whatever, because the child act, well, they're all child actors, I guess, to a certain extent, but especially the child actress who played Elizabeth has certainly shot up.
Yeah.
Like she looks like she's like 2 years older at least than she was last time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so fucking weird listening to her speak too. It's just like it just feels so unnatural.
right.
Yeah, I liked how Mikkel is like, you know, instead of like being dressed like a Houdini, he's dressed like a lumberjack. So maybe he's like a Dexter fan in this universe, serial killer instead of a magician.
Oh man, why now I don't want to watch the show anymore. It's the last podcast. I liked how once again in this universe as well, Martha has aspirations of doing stuff on the stage. Because I remember her doing that in the previous universe. But I don't recall this being the case. Again, you may remember, because I think it's more of a season one thing than season two. Don't recall now. The background decor for the play they're doing, being all these like little weird caverns and cave entrances.
Yeah, it's a cave this time. It's kind
of
cool.
I kind of got a kick out of that.
Yeah.
Other little differences, like Charlotte's husband, Peter, He's not a therapist, but now he's a priest. Although I was like, wait, he's a priest, but I guess he's a priest. He's one of those priests you can marry, I guess. I'm not really clear on it now. So anyway, a lot of the episode is spent in this alternate universe. I had to restrain the urge to call it a bizarre universe because things were already bizarre to begin with. So. But then we are introduced to something else, a totally new thing throughout the episode. We see this somewhat mysterious trio pop up a few times. And clearly, in a show that we've watched where we've seen multiple versions of the same character, depending, it could be from the 50s, the 80s, and the 2019, whatever, depending on their age or whatever. It's pretty clear that these are three versions of the same person. There's the young child version. There's the guy who's probably, in his early 20s version, whatever he's supposed to be, who can't tell. And then there's the old man version. But they all have that scarred lip thing just to clue us in, like, oh, these are the same person.
Yeah. So.
Any idea
who they are?
Well, okay, it's a natural question. The fact that they're showing us that there's three versions, three generations, if you will, of the same person, my inclination, therefore, is that they're not someone. My first inclination is, oh, then they can't be anyone that we've seen already, because what's left? You know what I mean? Because how can it? Like, let's say that kid is, 12, 10, 12, I'm not sure. Then the next one's like 25 and the next one's like 60. I mean, where do you fit someone? I don't see how it could be someone that we've met already. So, it's dark. Totally be wrong about something. It could be someone who hasn't been born as of yet, or someone that we just haven't followed as of yet, who maybe goes back, way, way further back in time. So I don't have an idea who it is yet, because everything I thought of didn't, in my mind, I was like, no, that doesn't make sense.
I thought the middle one was Bartosz, but that doesn't seem too likely, because the one that's like 10 or 12 isn't that much younger than the teenage one.
Right. And,
I assume one's like 10, one's like 40 something, and the other's like 70 something, and it's just like, through 33-year cycles. Because I don't think the middle one's young at all. He's got like a big receding hairline going on. I didn't think he was that young, but.
Okay, he could be that. You're right. I'm so old, yeah. I can't really figure out people's age anyway. So that's
so fucking old.
That's why I keep hooking up to 20 somethings.
You basically look like Adam. You're Adam's stand in.
No one on the show has a really good beard, do they? Anyway,
Alexander's is pretty nice.
No, that's my ass has a better beard than that.
Just because you don't want to trim your beard doesn't mean that other people don't trim their beards.
That's because it's glorious. Why would I trim it? It's glorious.
Yeah, ZZ Scott, yes.
It's damn straight. So, one of the things we see that trio do is they go back to September of 1987. And this is in the alternate universe, correct? This is happening?
I believe so, yeah.
Where they find this is one of the only times I actually had to stop and go look up the character's name, because I couldn't remember his name. Bernd Doppler. I knew he was the guy who owned the plant before Claudia took the nuclear plant before Claudia took over, because I recognize him. I don't think he was in a wheelchair before. But,
correct.
So the I guess the trio, they pop up there, and initially the kids is the first one that he sees, and the kid's asking about some sort of master key, and instead of really pursuing that line of questioning or trying to find whatever that is, middle version pulls out basically I'm probably not going to pronounce it correctly. A garroting wire. Garroting? Garroting?
Yeah.
Garroting.
Garroting, yeah.
Garroting wire and murders him. And I went, oh, okay, so these are bad guys. Because it's hard to spin that into, like, oh, but these are guys we should be rooting for, because that's usually not an instrument used by heroic characters.
Right. There you go.
So who are they operating on whose behalf do you think they're operating on?
I suppose maybe like the female version of Adam from this universe, I suppose. Maybe. That's the only thing I could think of.
Okay. I do know there's an episode that's going to be called Adam and Eva. So you may be onto something there. So maybe that's just another reversal where they reverse the gender.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. So in that sense, that whole organization, the Sic Mundus Creatus Est, or however it goes, I might have gotten that right.
Yeah.
Do you think they're like disciples of that?
Yeah, I think, yeah, kind of like, that's what I assume, you know, so maybe yeah. There's like over here.
I think I would go along with that. Right, and we haven't seen any, exactly, we haven't seen any version of Noah as of yet in this world. Oh, love the fact that Ulrich and Charlotte are hooking up, by the way. I just think that's...
Yeah.
I was like, good for you, Charlotte. Good for you.
You know who really has an issue with that? Woller. Like, he's just fucking, there's some real, real mean glares and glowers between him and Ulrich here. So, I don't know what's, you know, but it's more than, like, the usual, like, you know, sitcom, like, judgment. It's like, there's, like, something, like, more meaningful to, like, what's going on between them, which I have no idea what it could be. But there's definitely something heavy going on.
Well,
there.
It's bad because whenever they're going out on a mission, he always asks Waller if he can lend him a hand. It's like, oh, I guess you can't.
Yeah.
We just lost 5 subscribers.
I think Waller's just mad because Ulrich accused him of killing Dr. Richard Kimball's wife.
Yeah, and I was wondering which one of us is going to make the fugitive joke. So I figured, you know, I threw in the Twin Peaks thing because I know you love your Twin Peaks, and I'm a big fan as well. And that one-armed guy was always one of those characters kind of always stuck in my head in the lodge there and everything. But no, I got to go with the more famous one. So I thought it was just interesting. I was trying to imagine being in Jonas's place in the altar, because he's pretty much wandering around wondering what the hell, what he's doing there, what he should do. The fact that he even goes to a class, which I thought was kind of like, really? That? Okay. And he's clearly freaking out Martha the whole time. So, you know, everything, he's approaching her. But when he finally goes to try to meet her at that, he overhears that she's going to have a rendezvous like at 9 o'clock with Killian. It turns out to be a whole bunch of them. And because I think Jonas has in his mind that, okay, he thinks that history is going to repeat itself here until he sees that Mikkel is not with them. Now, I momentarily thought, when it became clear that Mikkel wasn't there, but shit's about to happen because lights are flickering and they're hearing sounds, even though there was part of me that was thinking, hey, maybe it's that work that Alexander's having that guy do for the nuclear plant, and that's what's making all the weird sound that they're hearing. Trying to, you know, take out the supernatural and shit out of this.
Yeah.
But then I thought, oh, maybe they're going to get rid of Killian here, and he'll be the one who disappears, since he wasn't the character really to begin with. But I was wrong about that as well. Here's the question. Okay, so they run away. Martha's the one who, like, falls behind and fall and whatever and all that stuff. And then she runs into that woman in the woods who's covered in that black oil ink. Maybe it's the God particle, whatever you want to...
It's like a dark matter sludge or something, I guess.
Who do you think that is?
I'm not sure. I wrote it in my notes as to who it is exactly, but I'm not sure who it would be, because Jonah saw Michael Convald, right? Is that who we saw?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's no like analogy, for Martha.
And I rewound it a couple times, and I paused it, so I was trying to see if I could recognize the actress even under the all the black gook on her. I didn't recognize her. That doesn't mean she isn't someone. I just missed it. So, yeah, I was trying to figure out who. I mean, it's got to be somebody.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, someone totally random. I was like, who is it? Maybe it's maybe they went back and it's Agnes or something. I couldn't figure out who it was.
Yeah.
So thank you for giving us more things to be questioning, guys, because we really needed that.
Yeah. I have one thing I forgot to bring up last week, and I don't know if we talked about it in season one, but it reminded me this week when I saw the picture in the house of like the ripped up family photo. Like there's a ripped up photo in season one and two of the Convald family, and they were like somebody had ripped off their grandmother for some reason out of the picture. Do you have any idea who did that and why? Like it hasn't been explained why. Like somebody ripped her off of that photo of the three of them, of the four of them. So
I do not remember per se. Yeah. I feel so. This would be the Convald family.
Yeah. So it's just like the picture still has Hannah and Jonas and Michael, but for some reason somebody ripped, you know, Enos off, which is just strange.
The first person I'm going to accuse of doing anything like that is going to be Hannah anyway, because she is...
Right.
That's totally in her... The type of character she is, it's the kind of person... She is the kind of person who would cross someone out of a photo or rip them out. So...
Yeah.
And there's so many things we still don't know. And to a certain extent, there's a lot of stuff we don't know about her compared to other characters. I mean, there's still...
Right.
I mean, if they want to, there's still more blanks to be filled. We've spent time in alternate universe Hannah, but we haven't seen what happened to quote unquote our universe's Hannah, the one when she went back, like presumably we left her in the '50s and we haven't seen her since. Okay, so that's still one of the mysteries we haven't gotten back to. Okay. Then they all run to the bunker, and then there's like that little tear in the fabric of time and space, whatever, and the body of Mads Nielsen falls through.
Huh.
That kind of came out of nowhere, but
yeah. Well, wasn't
there something like that that happened that was with the other kid?
Yeah. That happened in this universe. Mads's body fell through, but it was found by Mads's father, Tronti Nielsen, and Peter Doppler. They were in the bunker when it happened.
That's it. Yeah. Right. Thank you. God, it goes back. Yeah. That's a season one thing, though, right?
I'm not sure if they explained it in season one or season two. Probably season one, maybe towards the end.
Because I don't remember seeing it in season two, because I just watched that. So that's probably...
Yeah.
My memory kind of got foggy. Like
that
universe.
That's interesting. Yeah. But that's like one interesting thing, because that happened at the same time in both realities, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of commonality so far between the two, so the fact that that happened in both of them is likely significant.
Right. Well,
Even though I guess there is one difference, though, is like Mads didn't have a identification on him. No, maybe he did and they just took it off him. Maybe, I suppose, Trinity would have took it off him or something, and this before those two dumped the body.
Oh, God, I don't remember. All right, we're spending too much time talking about season one when we're in season three here, so I'm just trying to remember. So basically it mirrors what had happened, okay, except with different characters. And it's around this time where Jonas actually meets the old Martha, I guess, and then that's when it's laid out to us that despite it being a world without Jonas, it will still suffer the same fate. And like I said, she kind of says something along the lines, say it's still his fault or something. We're like, oh, poor Jonas, can't get a break. And that's where we finally pick back up with Traveler Martha. That's why I'm calling her for the time being, just to make it simpler for myself. Traveler Martha. And she goes back to, she's on our, I keep saying it's our universe, whatever. The original universe. She's on Earth 1, as opposed to Earth 2. That's why I'm going to rip off DC for this. And she goes back to September of 1888. Did we not mention the possibility of 1888 in our previous podcast? For the Dark Podcast?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, I thought we did. And then we get to see, you know, we go into this factory, and I love it because it's like the equipment looks like something straight out of like a 1930s Universal monster movie with, you know, the Frankenstein setup or something. With the, I totally love that whole aspect about it.
It kind of reminded me of and the way that Jonas looks, it just kind of reminded me of like Tesla's lab in the Prestige. Tesla's lab in the Prestige.
Yep, I thought Tesla. Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
of course, they're Tesla coil. So yeah.
And I was thinking, I was like, oh, he's. It's like, wow. Did they cast Ewan McGregor in his Obi-Wan look for adult Jonas? Because he looks so much better now. And my first thought was trying to figure out, I was like, okay, is he just building a time machine, or is he building a portal to another universe? You know. I'm assuming time machine until we hear otherwise. And that's where it's established here that she, you know, as he starts to freak out to see her, you know, I don't know if she says, I am not Martha or I am not your Martha. I kept thinking, I'm saying, I wrote, yeah. I am not your Martha.
Yeah, she says both.
Oh, she does. Excellent. Yep. And that's when we realize this is where older Jonas brought Magnus and the others to 1888, which solves one mystery that we had from the finale, like, where does Jonas bring them? And although obviously things can change, even though Adam says otherwise, if Magnus and Franziska, did I get it right, are here in 1888, then okay, then 30 something years later, 1921, when they're working on behalf of Adam, that kind of all makes sense. It kind of fits for them. Assuming that they're never going to be able to leave. But we wonder about, but then we also wonder about, oh, what about Bartos?
Yeah.
Now that gives a little possible credence to your theory about Bartos being Adam, although Adam seems a whole lot older than Bartos would be at this point, at that point.
Right.
But I still dig that theory so much because I still, there's still, I every time, I'm telling you, until the series is completely over, I'm gonna, when I'm taking notes, I'm gonna keep writing allegedly, because I still.
Yeah.
By the way, if it turns out that Adam turns out to not be Jonas at all, that's gonna be my Chuck's gonna die in a fire. And that was pretty much it. I mean, it was. I think for us and probably a lot of people. Many of us probably watched season 2 fairly recently, or we did a rewatch, or at least we watched an extensive recap, whatever. So I think this was like a kind of a welcome return to this universe and this new universe. So it's if you're into just, you know, for every mystery solved, you get three more new ones. That's what the show is doing once again. You get a little concerned about that because you figure they only have 7 more episodes to go. But I'm not going to worry that much if every loose thread is not tied up, because as long as they take care of the things that are important and the things that have any kind of emotional resonance, I think that's what's most important. So what was your take on this first episode back?
No, I was pretty impressed. I didn't really know what to expect, but sorry, my cat's puking in my bed again. So, son of a bitch.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna be up. Well, I guess maybe we can record another podcast tonight, because I'm gonna be up all fucking night washing laundry. But anyway, I thought it was a really strong premiere that, you know, did a good job. It didn't like try to do too much, like deal with stuff in. Like, you know, both realities really at the same time, which is good, because, you know, that would have been way too busy.
Right. The only thing that's going to be really tricky about this show now, like it wasn't tricky before, I think we got into a certain rhythm throughout season two to the point where we rarely, if ever, needed to be told when we were. We would know pretty quickly, oh, we're in the 80s again, or we're in the 50s. I mean, sometimes, obviously, it's usually fairly obvious from the way people look, their manner of dress, etc. Now that we are slipping another universe into the mix, and we're probably and we're also going to be dealing with the different time periods there as well, and if you're not going to tell, if you guys plan to not tell us, because maybe they'll tell us every single time, but I don't know how confident I am in that, because I think part of it's going to be them playing on that, like, ooh, we want you to kind of figure this out, we want you to not be sure at times, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't know, I think there's clear enough distinctions between the whatever, where I don't think I'll have any trouble keeping track, but I mean, who knows what they'll do. I guess
I hope they go through so smart, Dale.
I don't know, just something. Well, I mean, all the characters are significantly different.
I know, shut up.
But if you get confused, you can just text me, Grandpa, and I'll help you out. Boomer.
Wow. Not a fucking boomer, you asshole. Anyway. Oh, wait, how old are you again? You 30 what?
I'm 38. I'll be 39 in a few days.
Oh, we're in the same goddamn generation. Shut the fuck up. Anyway. Okay. All right, so let's... I am so excited. So, all right, so that was basically our take on the first episode. Hey, you know what? If it felt like it was a little bit disjointed, I'll tell you something. I felt like the episode was a little disjointed, but I don't mean that in a bad way, because it's such a wacky, crazy, sprawling kind of a show. I'm fairly amazed how they're able to keep enough things in order here. So that's our take on the first episode, Deja Vu. We will be back. We may be back sooner than later with our take on the next episode, which as I said, was titled The Survivors. I noticed on IMDb they did not have the titles for the episodes, but I tracked down, I think it was on Wikipedia or something, where they actually had the titles. And then when I saw some of the titles, I realized, oh, they're spoiling me. I should stop looking at the titles. One of them, fucking IMDb, actually had the little descriptions of like the first three or four episodes. I started like, stop reading, they're spoiling everything. I didn't want to know blah, 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 dies. Don't they know any better? Anyway, if you enjoyed this podcast, guess what? You probably enjoy hanging out on our Facebook page. It's the Series TV Drama Podcast page. Like the page and talk about shows like Dark and so many others. You can pretty much pop us into Google or type in stvdpodcast.podbean.com. That's where you can find all 250, this will be 252, correct? All 252 of our podcasts. And you know what? A few of them aren't that bad. You can also find us on iTunes. Pop in Series TV Drama Podcast. You can subscribe to our feed, and you can also rate and review us there. And finally, you can also follow us on the Twitter. Our Twitter handle is at STVD Podcast. STVD as in Series TV Drama Podcast. Now, like I said, Dan and I, perhaps even later this evening, we'll be getting back together again to record an episode for the second episode. And then we will see when we have time to knock off number three, number four, and so on. At the same time, probably tomorrow night or Monday the latest, depending on our schedules, I will be getting back together with Brian for the more lo-fi version, i.e. it's not being cleaned up and given nice music by Dan. That would be nice, because, man, playing the phone into the microphone sounds like crap. Although making fun of it at the end kind of worked out well, but the beginning I was kind of, I keep thinking, if someone puts on that podcast and that after like 15 seconds I'm like, I'm not listening to this crap. Who did this, a 12-year-old? Plus, you need to start watching that show because it's so up your alley. It's, you know, wow. It's,
okay. Yeah,
you know, it's noir shit. You know, you love that crap. Yeah, so me and Brian will be doing the next Perry Mason podcast as well. And that's about it. So, okay. Dan, always fun chatting with you. So the next episode we'll do an alternate universe thing, and you're going to be doing most of the talking, and I won't.
That's fine.
So it'll be a nice 7-minute podcast. It'll be awesome. Oh, I kid. Oh no. Well, now I am. You know, now I'm sniffling. God damn it. COVID-19. So it's great hanging out with you.
Yeah.
Good night to everybody out there, and hopefully I'll be uploading this shortly. Good night, everybody.
Yep, good night.
If I could turn back time.